Thank you. Good morning. I'm interim city manager John Glasscock, and I am pleased to present the 2019 State of the City. Thank you for joining us. My background is in solving problems one-on-one and being prepared for the next role. I can tell you, getting up and doing a State of the City is foreign to me. So please bear with me as I present what I believe are the city's priorities. I am honored the City Council has entrusted me to lead the staff in the role of interim city manager until a permanent city manager can be chosen. It has truly been a year of change. We are embarking on a new era, one that includes embracing authenticity, openness, honest communication, and facing issues head on. Working together, we can find community acceptable solutions to the challenges we face as a city and a community. Innovation can drive our success, and we welcome new and fresh ideas. Each year, we ask you to give us feedback on how you feel we are doing. The citizen survey helps us see what we're doing well and what we need improvement on. We know most people are happy with living here. 79% of respondents were satisfied with the overall quality of life in the City of Columbia. And most people are pleased with what we provide to the community. 75% were satisfied with the overall quality of services provided by the city. However, we know improvements can be made. The major categories of city services that residents thought were most important for the city to provide were public safety services and the condition of our city streets. Working together, we can address the concerns of our residents and make our community better. But to address major categories brought forth in the survey, we must first take care of the core. Our employees are the most important asset this city has. The City of Columbia hired PayPoint HR consultants to review our classification and compensation of all city employment positions. Most of the city's compensation, when compared to market data for certain positions, is below the market compensation. Employee turnover has been increasing over the past several years. Our team members who have dedicated themselves to public service are overworked, underpaid, and often covering more than one job themselves. When we lose skills and knowledge of these employees, it's not just an internal issue, it is felt in the community as well. I have tremendous respect for the work we perform as a team. And working together, we can make our employees feel valued again. As a part of our employee engagement process, we have consultants meeting right now with our employees to gather their honest input about how we can make things better. We will have action plans to make improvements for our staff members. At the June 10th council budget work session, employees are at the top of the agenda to make them a priority to discuss pay equity. At least the past 5 years on the citizen survey, our residents have ranked public safety as the number one priority. It's a new era at the Columbia Police Department. I chose Interim Chief Jeff Jones to fill the leadership position because I know he understands the importance of open and honest, transparent communications, both with his officers and the community. We've talked a lot about community-oriented policing over the past several years, and Interim Chief Jones and I agree that community policing is just good policing. It's a philosophy that is lived every day in police work. We take transparency seriously as well. We want to be upfront about all things, like the vehicle stop report. We have improvements to make, and we are working regularly with community stakeholders to give the community all information about their police department. Together, we can work to create relationships with police officers and the community members that have a foundation of trust and open and honest communication. Also, the Columbia Fire Department is in the beginning process of siting two new fire stations, one on the southwest part of the city and one on the eastern side of the city. The Columbia Fire Department is newly accredited. This is elite status for fire departments in general, as very few ever achieve international accreditation. The condition of city streets rose to be the second most important service the citizen survey. Columbia's street infrastructure is critical to the operation of the city. The replacement cost of Columbia's 1,300 lane miles of streets is estimated at $575 million. Current funding levels are better than they have been in the historic past, but they are still $2 million below what is necessary to maintain a high-quality street surface. MoDOT maintains several streets within the City of Columbia, and they are facing funding challenges as well. Even though our road programs are underfunded, we are doing what we can to preserve the life of our streets. We assess the condition of our streets annually. We create guidelines like the pavement management plan to address deteriorating streets in the short term and improve our integrity and life of the streets in the long term. Street supervisors are now assigned certain streets, which empowers them and their teams to take ownership of these roads and have more pride in their work. In addition to the roads within the city limits, we also need to consider we rely on being connected to the outside world. Together, we can support I-70 Missouri River Bridge Project, because I-70 is our lifeline to Columbia. It's how we receive goods and services. Our community entrusts staff with their tax money to provide services they need and want. I have high standards for fiscal responsibility, and I work to set an example for the rest of our departments to strive for efficiency and stewardship. Tax revenues have continually been down or flat, and we still don't have a use tax in place. However, our main issue is that the growth of our community is outpacing the revenue we are bringing in. To adjust, we are improving our agility so we can react to our budget needs. More information about the financials will be discussed June 10th at the Council's budget work session, which is open to the public, and I invite all of you to attend. We are also being mindful about finding ways to be more efficient. A new internal auditor was hired in February. She has already delivered an audit to the City Council with recommendations for improvement. While we work through our financial obstacles, we are encouraged by the fact that we are the fourth largest city in the state of Missouri, and we are also the fastest growing. Our employment rate remains consistently below 3%. And growing businesses like Aurora Organic Dairy and American Outdoor Brands are adding more employment opportunities to our community members, paying at or above Boone County average wage. So again, together, we can improve our financial conditions and continue growing our community to be economically strong. In our progress forward, we look to our vision, mission, and core values to guide us. With those guides in mind, we are making progress towards our next strategic plan. Team members are currently doing the background work to create a solid foundation for the next planning process. Our strategic plan should be a dynamic philosophy that is baked into the city staff's DNA, not just the document we point to. We want to make sure it focuses on our key objectives, which always include input from our community. Together, we can create a vision that will guide our staff and community members to a prosperous and inclusive future. In closing, I want to again express my thanks to the City Council for allowing me to provide stability in this interim period. I want to thank the wonderful staff members we have working for the city for embracing my leadership. And I want to thank our community members for making Columbia a place where people want to be. Working together, we can ensure that our city truly is a community where everyone has equal opportunities, the very best city services, and a place where everyone can live, work, learn, and play. I thank you for being here, and I'll take any questions. No questions? Thank you for being here. Oh, go ahead.
So the budget meeting, you said June 10th?
Yes.
Is that open? I don't know a lot of those. Is that open for public comment, or is that just council?
That's just council. I don't know that they'll take public comment. Council, that'll be up to council whether they want to do that or not. What else? Okay. Thank you.